Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're listening to Radio Islam International, and it is the It's My Buzz campaign 2019, The Art of an Artisan. In this five-part series, inshallah, we will look at the importance of artisans and handymen, the unsung heroes of society. The objective, of course, for the campaign is to, like I mentioned, highlight the importance and value of these individuals, but also to send a message out there to the parents that not every kid, not every child is cut out for a desk job. In today's episode, we will look at the history of artisans and also the benefits of becoming an artisan in South Africa. Let's go into the history of artisans, right? The word artisan is derived from the Italian word artigiano, which means instructor in the arts. So an artisan is a skilled worker that has mastered a trade or craft, which can be purely decorative, functional, or both. Artisans can be traced all the way back to ancient Egypt as carpenters, stone carvers, potters, sculptors, jewelers, among other trades, were all there. In today's time, we'll find tilers, builders, painters, electricians, plumbers, and vehicle mechanics. In ancient times, you had something called a master artisan. He basically owned a business and he oversaw and educated apprentices in his craft. He was considered a very noble man in society. What we need to realize is in every civilization in history, there was always that group known as the artisans, and they were given their value and their importance was understood. As Jim Olsteinsky explains, he's the editorial director of the Plumbing and Mechanical magazine.
Just about every civilization that we look back on in antiquity that we study and admire for their contributions to art and literature and science, technology, civil order, also were highly developed plumbers.
Today, the medieval artisan will be remembered for his great contribution to the progress and liberation of the artisan. Their collective effort stands as a milestone in historical production. Many people will say that artisans are a dying breed, that as with time and as with technology, they'll be killed out. But it's actually quite contrary. As time passes by, there'll be a greater need for artisans. If you look in South Africa, in the past two or three decades, we had e-tolls, we have Wi-Fi modems, ATMs, dishwashers. All this requires artisans. So as time progresses, there'll always be a need for more artisans. Electricity was introduced to the world in the second half of the 19th century. And of course, this gave birth to electricians. I found an interesting clip from 1942, more than 75 years old, that speaks about the value and importance of electricians.
People have become so accustomed to electricity and the many conveniences it provides that they give little thought to the tremendous amount of work necessary to make it possible. After electrical devices are produced, their installation and maintenance provides work for a large group of mechanics who are electricians. Still another important job of the electrical worker is the repair of toasters, irons, electric ranges, and other heating and cooking devices. If you have business ability, you may be able to establish a repair shop of your own.
Coming back to artisans in the South African context, according to Sean Jones, the CEO of the Artisan Training Institute, there needs to be a mind shift in South Africa about artisans. Currently, the failure rate at universities is sitting around 50%. Many students are not suitably prepared for tertiary education. And according to Sean, the solution to this dilemma is for youth to consider a career as an artisan. I quote Sean as he said, "A 50% failure rate at university is too high, meaning many students are out of their depth. If they opt instead to enroll for artisan training, they will get an apprentice placement with an employer literally from the time of enrollment, and they will start earning a salary." The reality is sometimes students will attend university for 3 to 4 years, and after graduating, many will struggle to obtain gainful employment. Graduates sometimes earn rock-bottom salaries because there is an oversupply of their skill and knowledge offering. And you'll find many graduates, they end up settling for jobs that they did not even study for. Artisans, on the other hand, they almost guaranteed formal employment. And according to experts, upon graduation, they can earn up to 25,000 rand a month. That's more than what most university graduates will earn in their first year of working. The economy also desperately needs these skills, and therefore artisans are a vital cog of the economy. And get this, according to experts, the irony is that many jobs in the corporate world will simply disappear in the near future, but there will always be jobs for artisans. Experts give Uber as an example of how the marketplace can be disrupted. Many 3D printing companies have also disrupted the traditional manufacturing companies. So in the near future, many occupations will no longer exist. But artisans, they are the bedrock of the economy, and they will always be needed. So in conclusion, there is a desperate need for artisans, and of course, they hold great value in society. They say not all heroes wear capes. I came across an interesting incident regarding a plumber. This took place in US. The man's name is Jimmy Socks. Basically, he was fixing a pipe outside someone's home, and this pipe burst. He needed to get down into the hole to fix this pipe, but now this hole was filled with water. He put half of his body, from his head till his waist, into the water, and he was basically fixing this pipe underwater. When the lady of the house came out, she was shocked.
When I walked back outside, the kid was in there.
She only had one question.
Do you mind if I take your picture? Because my husband is never going to believe this.
And this is what our hero plumber had to say.
You basically just hold your breath, and if stuff starts going up your nose, that's too bad.
And guess what? Our hero got rewarded. Because that photo went viral, and he was wearing a pair of Wrangler jeans, this jeans company got hold of him, and they offered him a year's supply of free jeans. How's that? That's it for part one of this five-part series of It's My Buzz, The Art of an Artisan. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will touch on a very interesting and important topic, and that is to understand that not every child is cut out for a desk job. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.